My name's Amanda Moore. I'm with the National Wildlife Federation, and I'm a deputy director of our Mississippi River Delta Restoration Program. That means that I work with community leaders and local governments in the greater New Orleans area and throughout the Delta to help educate folks and help engage them in moving large-scale coastal restoration projects forward. I am a coastal kid. My dad was in the Coast Guard, so I'm a military brat. My roots are in the Chesapeake Bay, the working waters of the Chesapeake Bay. My family are oystermen. I feel at home here, you know, when I'm talking to folks that work out on the water and the communities that love the water. And I feel really passionate about what we are doing in coastal Louisiana. It's really at the forefront for coastal restoration. And I think it's something that communities across the nation and across the world are going to be facing. And so we can really be a model and a beacon for charting the path forward for how to have sustainable coastal communities. So we're looking out over the Bayou Bienvenue Wetland Triangle. That's what I call it. People call it the Triangle. People call it Bayou Bienvenue. People get pretty picky and say, actually, this is not Bayou Bienvenue, which they're right. Bayou Bienvenue is on the other side of this 440-acre triangle. It's called a ghost swamp because it used to be a vibrant cypress swamp. And now what you see is open water and stumps kind of speckled all throughout the 440 acres. Because we're surrounded by levees, it's often you have to have a boat, you know, to go out and really see the wetlands. And coming up here, just 5 miles away from downtown in the French Quarter, you can drive right up and see a very dramatic scene. And it kind of speaks 1,000 words about what is happening to our coast and why the city is becoming more and more vulnerable every day. This 440-acre triangle, which really is very small compared to the scale of the disaster that we're facing in the coast, it's very powerful. It's very important in terms of educating and making the community aware of what's happening to our coast and what's possible in terms of restoration. You could bring this back to a cypress swamp. If you plant mature enough trees, you can, you know, expect over, I think, a few decades to see something that, you know, resembles some type of forest. But it will definitely undergo quite a transition to get there. So it takes time, you know, Mother Nature takes time. And if you're trying to restore an area back to what it was, you have to be patient. It's a lot easier to destroy something than to restore it, unfortunately. The main thing I want to see out here in the future is something that reflects what the community wants, and I think that that's the most important thing. Seeing a restored cypress swamp is really the ideal, and it could really be quite a jewel for the city.